And with us this morning from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley, I led you astray earlier. I said Jill would be with us, but Jill's got something else going on this morning. So Liz from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley with us. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
I haven't seen you for a while.
Nope, it has been a while.
Wow. And, you know, in case anybody is wondering about the absence of Jill, well, Jill is a new mom.
Yes.
A couple of months back.
Yes. No. She is new mom, and she has a second grader. I think it might be her second grader that is sick today.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you haven't had a chance to say congratulations to her, but
nope.
The day will be coming.
Absolutely.
She does great work.
Yes, she does.
Boy, we've got a lot of things coming up, and you've got, before we get to all of that review, we've got some other things to talk about.
Yes, we do. Today is International Women's Day. Yes, yep. Applaud all those women out there that own their own businesses and run organizations. And the whole month is about recognizing women and their intention to make a positive difference in the world. So it is a time for us to champion the power of women's voices and drive positive change. Today is actually the March 8th does recognize International Women's Day, which is a global day of celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. It also marks a call for action for accelerating gender parity. So also just a little bit of information if you weren't aware, internationally, purple is the color for symbolizing women.
And you've got purple on today.
I know. That was intentional.
I blew it.
But purple is my favorite color, too.
So. Oh, there we go.
Yes, and actually, Jill handed out some purple carnations yesterday at work. So it is sitting on my counter this morning.
I didn't know there was purple carnations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if they dyed them. They might have been dyed, but they're really pretty.
Yeah. I shouldn't be questioning these things. Don't question things you don't know anything about.
That's right, but okay. So should I keep moving? So yeah. For April, we have a really busy month. We have our Women of Achievement Luncheon, and our award nominations are due by Friday, March 25th. You can log on to take care of that. You can head down to the YWCA, or you can call. So there are 7 area women will be honored for their accomplishments and contributions to our workplaces and communities. So please get those award nominations in. So please join us also for our 41st annual YWCA Woman of Achievement Luncheon on April 18th from noon to 1:30 at the Dixon Elks Club. And you can, again, sign online if you need to do that, or you can stop down at the YWCA at 412 North 1st Street, downtown Sterling. The celebration includes a 50-50 raffle, drawings featuring premier gift baskets, a dessert dash, which is an auction, and then debit and credit cards will be accepted for raffle ticket items. For reservations, you do need to RSVP no later than April 5th.
It's going to fill up fast, too.
Yes, it will. Yeah. It always does.
Yes.
It is a tremendous event. It is a good time, and it is well organized.
What an amazing tradition now that it's been around. The Women of Achievement Lunch have been around 41
yes,
years.
Yes, this is the 41st
wow.
year.
Wow.
Yes.
Hard to believe.
Amazing. Good stuff. And you probably know we did celebrate our 100th year. We had a celebration January 19th at Sauk Valley Community College, and that was a great time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, get those tickets. They got available, I think, last week, and they go quick.
Yes, they do. They do. A lot of people buy tables of 8, and they absolutely fill up fast.
I always like, every time we talk about that dessert dash, all I see is the dress shoes coming off and the Adidas and Nikes going on.
Yes, yes, so, absolutely.
Look, were you a pole vaulter in high school? Because you got over there awful quick, you know.
It literally is a dash. And everybody plans out what they're going to get before they leave the table, which is a good idea. So we also have, April is also Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in this community. prevention is possible when everyone gets involved. The first step is increasing education, awareness, and community involvement. It's time for all of us to take action to create a safer environment. And prevention education is what I do, and we provide 4 to 5 different programs, curriculums, to hopefully prevent this from happening.
You know, you're wearing purple today for
yes.
International Women's Day. Does the April have a color for that specific?
Yes, it does. Well, that was a good question. So we are teal for the Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but it's also Child Abuse Prevention Month, and that is blue.
Okay.
So we are going to recognize basically teal throughout the month. You will see, if you go by the YWCA, probably teal ribbons hanging, and they may even be throughout our community. Sometimes we hang them throughout downtown of Dixon and Sterling. And then today, we are this year, though, celebrating those two things together.
Okay.
And on April 24th, we are going to do Denim Day.
Right.
So we go to businesses and all the schools. We deliver packets where they can make a donation of anything they want. A lot of people give $1 to $5, and they wear denim on Wednesday, April 24th. They can designate a different day. It doesn't have to be on that day. I know some organizations, wearing jeans isn't always a privilege because they get to, but it is about creating awareness and making people discuss what's going on with sexual assault. So you can also just wear a teal ribbon that day that we supply.
Right.
And then April 5th is going to be Go Blue Day. And that's where you wear your favorite blue in honor of your commitment to preventing child abuse. So we have a busy month in April.
I didn't want to throw you a curveball, but all these recognition days seem to have their own specific colors now.
Yes, they do. Yeah. They do. And sometimes, it's maybe hard to keep track of them.
Right.
But, you can find all that information online, too. Great information about what the color represents. Denim Day, we usually have lots of support from the schools and the area businesses, which we greatly appreciate.
You mentioned teal. I remember a photo from last year that popped up on your Facebook page. The entire staff there.
Yes.
With those great teal shirts on.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. We will do that. Anytime everybody's wearing that same color, they'll take a picture and post it on Facebook.
Wow.
So make sure you follow us on Facebook. Always lots of good information on there.
Yeah.
So we also, a little bit more down the road, we have the 7th Annual Cinco de Mayo Wellness Festival on Friday, May 3rd at the YWCA. Hopefully the weather's good because it will be out in our parking lot. Otherwise, they'll move it into the auditorium. It is 5 to 7. There'll be lots of information on health and wellness, kids' activities, music, food. We have a DJ, and we'll also have multiple interpreters on hand. So please come out and join that event. It's always a great time. And one thing, just a reminder that we do have the thrift shop, the YWC West End Moxie, here at 115 West 3rd Street. The hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 9 to 1. But some real exciting news is you can use credit and debit now. So that is probably for a lot of us that don't always carry cash. And there's a lot of great items there. Our community has been very generous from donating their very gently used things because all that money goes back into the free services of the YWCA of the Sauk Valley.
You know, if nobody's ever been in there, it's more than just a teacup and saucer over there in the corner, and it's more just in the painting on the wall. It's, my goodness, you can find anything in there.
You can. Yeah. And it's super clean and organized, and it smells good.
Yes.
Those women, they do a tremendous job of keeping that looking nice. And it always has usually like seasonal items.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for something for a certain holiday or getting going for the spring and gardening and things like that, take a peek. You may be pleasantly surprised.
But, that is great news. Credit and debit, been waiting for that for quite a while. But here it is.
Here it is.
No more excuses.
Nope. So that is exciting news. They wanted me to make sure I mentioned that. Again, you can also follow their Facebook page, and they do post a lot of their newer items on there.
Yes, they do. Fantastic. Andrea does a great job. Whoever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's got almost on a rotation.
Yes, there are. We have volunteers in the community. Yep. But, yeah, Andrea and Sylvia.
Yep.
And I know, I think, Jasmine and a lot of that group from Sylvia's staff. Mm. They do pitch in regularly.
Yep. Yes, they do. Let's see. Well, we got, a weekend coming up. But you also have 24-hour hotlines that are not only available on the weekends, but anytime somebody feels that, they might not be in the best situation or just needs somebody that can listen to them.
That's right, 24 hours. And I've worked that hotline a few times. And, I've had calls 3 in the morning, someone just wanting to talk. And that is what we are there for, just to be attentive listeners, provide emotional support, resources. Sometimes we make referrals for shelters, counseling, OPs, which are orders of protection. So, yes, that hotline is available to anybody to call. And all of our services, again, are free. So I just like sometimes people don't realize that we do offer free counseling.
Yeah, that's why the fundraisers and shopping at West End Moxie and everything you do that gets a donation, it all goes back into the community.
Absolutely. Every cent goes back into the community.
Well, as I like to say, YWCA of the Sauk Valley, always on a mission.
Yeah, that's right.
And also a partner agency with the United Way of not only Whiteside County, but also Lee.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for your time.
Yes, thank you.
And thank, I always like to say thanks for all you do and all the staff at the YWCA of the Sauk Valley and so many things that people might not even realize.
That's